So the whole spiritual work is a gradual process of cleansing, of owning back our consciousness from the Klipa consciousness to our soul consciousness.
Right, reclaiming those sparks of light back.
Exactly. Now, it is a process. It's kind of like a detox. Because when you decide, you know what? I'm gonna stop complaining because I realize my complaining is coming from the Klipa. So initially you say, wow, I'm gonna stop complaining. I feel good, I feel righteous, but then you feel the lack, you feel the pain, but I'm not fulfilled, but something is missing. I can't stand it. I have to complain. Only this time, this is the right time to complain. I have to confront them. I feel so empty. And part of the detox, allow yourself to feel empty. It's okay. It's not going to feel great right away. The whole job of the Klipa, that I'm going to respond to it and listen to it, fill me up. That parasite wants more sugar, wants more complaining. There is no way to make it right away feeling great. Initially, you feel the lack. You will be shaking, and then you need to be okay with that. It's okay. I'm going through my detox. I'm going through my shift of consciousness from being owned by the Klipa and governed by the Klipa to regain control over my soul. And that shift is the test. Some people doing it for a while, for 2 days, for 7 days, they're restricting, it's okay, and then losing it again. Go back to the old pattern. Go back to complaining. Go back to the instant gratification of the Klipa. So that acceptance of the process of detox, of filling the lack and the void, it's a major aspect of cleansing the Klipa.
I love this. Because one of the major things people are experiencing in class is they're so excited to hear this concept. Like, yes, I identify now what I need to do. And then, no matter what, universal law, you got to feel the emptiness and the detox. And that's where everybody gets lost. It's kind of like, reminds me of like walking a bridge that's very steep, looking down, very far down, and you're getting scared. And people usually run back because they can't handle the detox feelings of lack and pain inside. Reminds me of one of the best examples I heard in all my times in teaching. And this is an example between a man and a woman, but I've always seen the roles be reversed as well. I've seen examples with all types of relationships and genders. But it was a specific time when a woman came up to me and said, you know, I've been in a relationship that I know is toxic. Finally, I've had enough. I'm going to break free. It's hard for me. It's going to be insecurity. There's going to be instability. I have to move out, but I'm going to do it. I said, amazing. She said, yeah, the tools of Kabbalah helped me do so. But I know that within 3 days, the first 24 hours, she's having a blast. Feels so strong, getting a lot of support from her friends. You did it, amazing. She's a single woman now, ready to conquer the world. 3 days. Within 3 days, what is she feeling? She's at home. All of a sudden, a thought comes. What's James doing? All of a sudden, the lack comes. All of a sudden, she remembers all the amazing times with James. All of a sudden, it all comes up. All of a sudden, she goes on her social media, sees a photo of James. James is with somebody else. All of a sudden, other photos, other women. What's going on? Lack, fear, void. It all starts coming up. She wants to text James. We've explained this example before in the live class. That's the test. No matter what, even though it was right to leave James day one, day three, you're going to feel the symptoms.